This month brought two more exonerations based on new DNA evidence. Two intellectually disabled half-brothers, black, who were convicted of the rape and murder of an 11-year-old girl. Henry Lee McCollum was 19 years old, and his half-brother Leon Brown was 15 when they were arrested. They spent the next 30 years on death row. When the case was originally tried, there was no physical evidence that tied the brothers to the crime, but there was another man who lived just a block away. He confessed to the rape and murder of an 18-year-old girl. The two rape murders bore striking similarities, but that was ignored. 3 decades later, a cigarette found near the scene was tested for DNA and contained, you guessed it, the DNA of the same man who raped and killed the 18-year-old. It sounds remarkably like a case I covered in Texas where 60-year-old Michael Morton was exonerated by DNA evidence after spending 25 years in prison, convicted of killing his wife. The DA in that case, Ken Anderson, went on to become a Texas judge. After new DNA evidence blew the Morton conviction to pieces, a plethora of exculpatory evidence was found in the DA's files, all pointing to another man who turned out to be the real killer. And as a result, Judge Anderson spent 10 days in jail and lost his law license. Michael Morton lost 25 years of his life in prison, and in Texas was fortunate not to lose it all strapped to a gurney. 6 years ago, another wronged man, James Lee Woodard, came to my house to be interviewed the very same day he'd been exonerated and gotten out of jail. My two big dogs, Miles and Rosie, came running into the room with stuffed toys in their mouths to demonstrate just what fine guard dogs they were. Miles jumped up and gave James Lee a big smooch right on the lips. "Come on, guys, leave the man alone," I said. "Get out of here." Woodard stopped me, saying, "No, I love dogs." "I guess it's been a while," I said, regretting the words as they came out of my mouth. Woodard teared up. 27 years, he whispered, as he got down on both knees to play with Miles and Rosie. I stood there a while and watched, and then sat. "Take your time, Mr. Woodard," I said. "The interview can wait."